Culture 3, page 117. Listening. Listen to a radio talk about British culture. Then decide if the sentences are true or false.
If you're planning a trip to London and you want to get a real taste of British culture, I definitely recommend booking afternoon tea at the Ritz Hotel. You'll get an idea of the elegance of a ritual that was once part of everyday life here, at least for those who could afford it. According to tradition, afternoon tea was invented by Anna Maria, the Duchess of Bedford, in 1845. In those years, people began eating the evening meal quite late, sometimes not till 8 o'clock. Anna Maria found she was rather hungry by the late afternoon and would ask her servants for tea with bread and butter or some cake. She soon started inviting her friends to join her, and afternoon tea turned into a social event. This afternoon snack and chat was such a good idea that it became popular among the aristocracy all over England. Afternoon tea was an elegant affair, served using the best plates, silver spoons, and beautiful teapots. The food was also light and delicate, finger sandwiches, biscuits, and tiny cakes. By the way, tourists often confuse afternoon tea with high tea, which is something entirely different. High tea sounds high class, doesn't it? Actually, it's the opposite. It was the working class meal. Industrial workers didn't get home till about 6 p.m, and they came home hungry. So high tea was the hot early evening family meal consisting of meat, potatoes, cheese, or beans on toast, and of course, a hot cup of tea. Getting back to afternoon tea, luckily, this tradition is kept alive at the Ritz and at many other London hotels. You'll have to book your table at least a month in advance, so remember that when planning your trip. And pack a suit jacket or nice dress. No jeans allowed.